Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms. This is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Your Way. I'm Matt McClure. Thanks so much for joining us this time around. I am here as always with Bradley and Madison Harden from AmeriLife of Central Florida. Hello once again.
Hello, thank you.
Hello, Matt. It's great to be here.
A lot of great information to share with folks today. Before we kind of delve into a lot of little nuggets of information here, tell about yourselves and what you all do for people here in the Central Florida area.
So Madison and I have 17 years of combined experience working with retirees with AmeriLife. And AmeriLife has actually been in business since 1971. They started over in the west coast of Florida. So we have the ability to educate, whether you're from Florida or you relocated to Florida for retirement, on what a true Floridian retirement looks like.
Yeah. You live in Florida, you work in Florida, you know all about the different scenarios of people who have done that very thing, either you're Florida native or if you've moved in and you've got, we were talking about in a previous episode, your kids scattered everywhere around the country, as many do after they retire to Florida. Everyone has a unique scenario. There are, you know, obviously there are some things that are kind of like universal truths about finances and about planning and all that. But when it gets right down to it, a plan, if it's going to be effective, has to be individualized for people. So what we're going to do today is talk about some different, you know, steps for a more successful retirement. And pretty much every time we get together, we talk about, you know, preparing for retirement, or we talk about the time in retirement, or you know, whatever aspect of retirement planning we talk about. This time around, though, we actually have 10 steps that our viewers can take advantage of to help get there, to help get to a place where you feel better about your retirement years. Step one here, diversify for growth. So important to be diversified, not only to protect yourself, but very important here as well, because we say diversify for growth. You got to take the money that you have and make it into something that you can live on in retirement.
Yes, and as we've mentioned in previous episodes, in that diversification, you want to have a little bit over here, a little bit over there, you know, kind of spread out your impact, so to speak, because one big hit to one of your buckets of money can really take away from your overall portfolio if you don't have an overall diversified approach. So really relying on those fixed streams of income, safety, things that are predictable in retirement.
Yeah, get to those guarantees, get to some certainty in your retirement years. Step number two here for a more secure retirement is to eliminate debt. I feel like this one is so important because if you're behind, if you're underwater, then you feel like you're just always trying to get caught up and you never quite get there. So how then can you plan effectively for your retirement years?
Right, and you want to try to start with the debt that's the more short term. So we're not saying cash out your retirement plan and pay off your home by all means, because you know, there may be a lot of tax implications on doing that, but trying to chip away at the block every month or every quarter as you can to pay down more of those short-term debts to help, you know, plan a true budget in retirement.
Yeah, and there you go. There's that B word again that people get scared of. But, you know, if you want to call it a budget, if you want to call it a spending plan, whatever word you want to use, it's essential that you have one and then all the pieces kind of fit together, right, for your retirement years. Also want to do what is number three here in our steps for a better retirement, and that is to maximize contributions to those retirement plans as you're trying to build that nest egg, for example. And Madison, I know that it's something that you've talked about on a previous episode as well. Get that employer match, you know,
right.
That's something you're lucky enough to have.
Right. And like you said, there's nothing like free money.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really have to try to take advantage of those employer contributions up to the maximum amount if we can, because they are a little seldom in today's world to have that. So that's a way that you can really get yourself ahead in the accumulation phases before you are in retirement.
Yeah. And like if you're telling me that you're not giving, or if you're not contributing enough to get the employer match or not to at least to max that out, you're telling me you don't like free money.
Right.
I don't believe that at all. Number four here on this list is to estimate your retirement income. And it kind of goes along with the next one, which is number five, which we'll go through in our next segment. But estimating your retirement income, it really is the more important of the two things. If you're looking at, oh, should I build a huge nest egg or should I have the income that I'm going to need in retirement? It really is all about income, right?
Right. And we believe that your income is the heartbeat of your retirement. It's what's driving you to be able to live that lifestyle that you want to. And so one of the ways we look at this is using the three-legged stool. Leg one, Social Security benefits. Leg two, if you were fortunate enough to have a pension, Or we can show you a way to create your own pension. And step three is having some personal savings on short-term expenses that come up, or maybe I need a new roof or to fix the car. You know, you want to be able to utilize all three legs to be able to have a smooth retirement ride.
And that's a big part of our visits when we meet one-on-one with clients is, okay, here is my income and expenses now, but how is that going to differ in 5 years when I'm looking to retire, when my husband's looking to retire? You know, things change. So you have to be able to not only plan for your current position, but your anticipated expenses and what that income is going to look like.
As always, you can give Bradley and Madison a call, 386-977-9684. That's 386-977-9684. You can also visit planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com.
This is Retirement Your Way. I'm Matt McClure. Really appreciate your time joining us today. We know there's a lot that you could be doing here on a beautiful Florida day, but you're here with us. And by us, I mean, of course, myself and Bradley and Madison Hardin with AmeriLife of Central Florida. And we're going through 10 steps for a more successful and secure retirement here. We've talked about four of them so far. They're diversify for growth, eliminate debt, maximize contributions, and estimate your retirement income. Now, number five is estimate your retirement expenses. We're leading directly into that before the break, and it's perfect because if you're going to know, you know, how much in order to know how much income you're going to need in retirement, you got to have the expenses laid out there, because you know, if the two aren't in harmony, if the two don't match up, you could find yourself in a very bad way.
Right, and that's part of the process is, again, like I said, income is the heartbeat of a successful retirement. And so how much of my income is going for mandatory bills, right? So healthcare, utilities, gas, food. How much of my income is going for lifestyle? So shopping, going out to see family, vacations, and things like that. So, and one thing that people try not to talk about, which you have to, is what happens if I have a care event? So a care event, meaning I can no longer take care of myself. I either need somebody to come into my home or I have to go to a facility. So we try to anticipate those expenses and give you an idea of how to properly navigate that through your retirement.
Yeah, so much goes into it. And then number six here is really right along those same lines, prepare for medical costs. I mean, it's really healthcare, they say, and we've seen this study after study, survey after survey have shown that it's one of, if not the biggest expenses in retirement. Madison, I know that this is a part of the overall picture that you really focus on is helping people sort of navigate the different options for healthcare out there. And it really can cause a huge burden to the budget in retirement.
Right. And there are just so many options and you get inundated with information at that time. So it's hard to know what the right decision is to make, but that is something that we take a look at whenever we are first meeting with folks, because your scenario is going to differ a lot from when you're under 65 or over 65 and still working, or what your unique scenario is. It's going to be all different depending on your health history, your exposure, how much you're going to need to utilize that care. And so we, as we've said in previous episodes, one benefit that we hold is that we take that holistic approach by being able to help with your health care, your income, personal pension options, financial tools, all things like that. So, you know, what we can track, we can change. So by kind of taking that look at, well, here's what I'm paying now for healthcare, but once I am 65, this is what it's going to be. This is what it's going to be for my husband. You know, looking at both parties in the house, we can really plan for that expense.
Yeah. And that is the key, is to track it, plan it, all of the things. I love that. And just having a plan in place is the most important thing as well. Also, number seven here, very important, review your Social Security benefits. We've talked about this on a previous episode of the show about how many kind of decision points there are when it comes to deciding when should I take Social Security and all of those things.
Right. And the advice that we give is always personal and custom, because whether it makes sense to defer both Social Security checks, whether it makes sense to draw, that's going to depend on your overall financial picture and what's important to you. So again, Social Security planning is one of the tools that we can help, you know, you with pre-retirement, get ready to have that comfortable, smooth ride that you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely right. And number eight here is a good thing to keep in mind, and we're actually just alluding to it and mentioned it briefly a little bit ago, and that's making a long-term care plan. Because you never know. I mean, as we were saying with the healthcare discussion here, the older you get, the body breaks down. You never know if you're going to be finding yourself in an assisted living, in a nursing home, anything like that. And those types of situations can be very, very expensive.
Right. And oftentimes we do meet with clients who have made their final wishes, their final plans through life insurance or burial or cremation policies and things like that. But unfortunately, that's not the thing that is going to draw down your assets and create a substantial burden or problem for your family. It's, you know, those long-term care events that can put you in a facility or require some sort of at-home care, because a lot of people aren't aware that 7 out of 10 people turning 65 today will require some form of long-term care. So we talk about that a lot in our meetings, because it's not, you know, it's not fun to talk about, but we have to make those plans. Otherwise, they're going to be made for us when we can no longer have the capacity to do so.
It literally pays to have the plan in place ahead of time.
Absolutely.
Rather than going, you know, getting to that point and not having one, you don't want to find yourself there. Number nine, minimize taxes. We've spoken about taxes at length before here on the show, but go through, if you don't mind, Bradley, just quickly here for our viewers, the top, or the only two, rather, tax-free investments for American retirees.
Right. So the only two tax-free investments are a Roth IRA or life insurance. And I know you think life insurance, oh, I thought that was only for passing away. Well, no, a lot of people are utilizing that as a way to grow assets for retirement to be able to use it tax-free. And as you know, Roth, or if you may not know, Roth IRAs, everything that's grown in that account is not taxable. So when you go to use that money to spend it, Uncle Sam's not looking for his piece.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Uncle Sam, he's standing there with his hand out. He's not saying, I want you. He's saying, I want your money, you know. But, and then number 10 is my favorite here on the list, and that is check with your financial professional. And that is so super important. If you're watching the show today and anything that we have been saying has, you know, been ringing that bell for you and making you want to get started along this road of, you know, going to a more secure retirement, getting somewhere where you feel better about your situation, call the number or go to the website. Bradley and Madison will be glad to meet with you for a free consultation. Stick around. Retirement Your Way continues right after this.
You're listening to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. To schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit PlanRetirementYourWay.com.
In the rush of everyday life, it's easy to focus on the here and now, paying bills, running errands, squeezing in time with family. But for many retirees, the biggest question still lingers. Did I really plan enough for the years ahead? I'm Jim Tarabocchia here for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Financial planning isn't just for the wealthy. It's for anyone who wants to make smarter choices with their money. And it's never too late to start. Trying to envision the complexion of your financial future and overall retirement can be an overwhelming endeavor. Morningstar Director of Retirement Planning Christine Benz tells CNBC she understands different financial and retirement approaches can be tricky, but reiterates that you don't and shouldn't go about this journey alone.
The gold standard would be to work with some sort of financial advisor who is helping you calibrate how much you can safely spend. But the name of the game is to look at your portfolio, ideally every year, and make some adjustments.
According to a Charles Schwab 2024 Modern Wealth Survey released in November of last year, only 36% of Americans have a written financial plan. Of the rest, 43% said they didn't even have enough money to make a plan worthwhile. So here are a few important ways financial planning can help you save for the future. Financial planning can jumpstart savings. Planning, even in small steps, doesn't require large sums of money to start. The proper financial planning can help you create an investment portfolio, giving you a comprehensive view of how to reach each individual goal. And finally, financial planning can lead to better money habits. Planning isn't just about investing. It's about what money can do for your confidence, security, and quality of life. Financial planning and security, it isn't as much about perfection as it is progress. Your future doesn't plan itself, but with the right tools and a little guidance, you could be well on your way to a stress-free financial future. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
Welcome back. It's time to talk more about building the retirement you've been dreaming about. This is Retirement Your Way.
Welcome back. This is Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Matt McClure here with you alongside Bradley and Madison Harden. It is once again game time on the show. And by game, I mean it is time for us to play Right or Wrong.
Come on down. As we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong.
These two always can see right through me in this. And if I try to fool them, try to pull the wool over their eyes, whatever sort of illustration you want to say, they've never been fooled once. And I'm pretty sure their record's going to continue. But we'll see if it continues for you, because what I'm going to do is present a statement. They're going to tell me whether that statement is right or wrong. I want you to see if you can tell if the statement is right or wrong as well. And, you know, maybe you'll know if you've been paying close enough attention on the show today. All right, let's do it. And let's start out with our very first statement this time around, which is, it is always best to wait to age 70 to begin claiming Social Security benefits because I'll get paid more.
That is wrong. So while you will get paid more by waiting until your full retirement age, it's not always the best decision for our clients. That's something we take a deep dive into and plan how much you would get now, how much you would get later, or if you would like to use the split strategy if it's a married couple by allowing the higher earners to roll up per se and then drawing on the lower earners check now. It's definitely not always the best decision. So that's very specific to each individual or couple.
Yeah. For some people, it could be the case. For others, it might not be. As you say, it depends on the individual. And, you know, kind of the a little bit older wisdom might have been, oh, yeah, wait until, you know, you're age 70 and then the monthly check will be of a greater amount. But it could take you quite a while to get caught up, to break even with what you would have brought in if you had started claiming it, say, your full retirement age at 66 or 67, right?
Right, and particularly for those folks that are having to draw down their retirement accounts and investments to meet annual expenses. So as we know, Social Security is not going to provide a lump sum death benefit if you were to delay, whereas if you passed away before you started collecting, I want to say $255 is all they pay out. They're not going to back pay for when you should have turned it on. So we'd rather protect those assets potentially, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah, a lot of different considerations there. All right, so number two is this. If your employer does not offer a pension plan, there is no other way for you to create a personal income stream that you can never outlive.
That is wrong. So many of the clients that we sit down with, we educate them first. So they may say, oh, well, my company didn't offer a pension plan, but I was fortunate enough to contribute to a 401k, 403b, 457, things like that. And so where the education comes in is we're able to show them an alternative to a traditional pension, in other words, a private pension that you can start collecting now. You can wait a few years, just depending on your situation. But the idea is that is wrong. You can absolutely create a pension for yourself.
And it's customizable, as we keep saying, and it bears repeating here because it's not one size fits all. It is customized to each individual or each family, each couple, whatever the situation might be, right? Well, very good. Well, the last one in this edition of Right or Wrong is this. Working with a financial professional can help me reach my retirement goals and allow me to have the retirement I've always dreamed of.
That is right. So we take great pride in helping our clients become educated on all of their options and then creating that plan alongside them so that they can really see if their intentions match where their direction is headed in retirement.
Right. And the idea is it's supposed to be your way. You know, we help sit down and create that plan that says, well, maybe I want to retire in 1 year. And sometimes we've come up with a way for that person to retire right now. So you never know what can happen, but meeting with a professional can give you insight on maybe things you were not aware of.
Yeah. If you've got that big, long bucket list of places that you want to travel, if you would rather, you know, sit on your front porch and sip a beverage in the afternoon throughout your retirement, like whatever you want to do, you can put a plan in place to make that happen, whether you are going to be really active or not, whether you want to spend a lot of time with your family or whether you want to spend a lot of time alone away from your family because they drive you crazy, you know, whatever your situation is, you can actually do that. And I want to say, and I want to really emphasize this here, you can get a plan in place through an initial consultation. It's free of any cost, any obligation.
You can give them a call at 386-977-9684, or you can visit planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com or 386-977-9684.
This is Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. We really do appreciate your time as we spend our time talking about all things retirement, helping you plan, helping give you some peace of mind so that you can go into your retirement years with confidence. I'm Matt McClure. I'm here again with Bradley and Madison Hardin with AmeriLife of Central Florida. I've talked about really a lot of different things today because we've been running down these 10 steps to prepare for retirement. And what would you say, maybe Bradley, we can start with you with these 10 steps, maybe a couple of the most important that you want people to really take away from today's show?
So I'd say the most important out of the 10 would be, number one, diversifying your portfolio. So as you approach retirement, it needs to look a little bit different than maybe when you started working in your 20s and 30s. Secondly is estimate your retirement expenses. Because while income is the heartbeat of your retirement, your income and your expenses need to line up. And lastly, prepare for that care event. So planning if something were to happen and you needed, you know, somebody to come take care of you, or if you had to be transitioned to a home, you want to plan for that now while you're able to, because that's one of the biggest things that causes a retiree to have to draw down those retirement savings is an unexpected care event.
Yeah. And that I know is one of the things that you're very passionate about, Madison, is that, you know, healthcare in retirement and taking care of yourself, obviously, and not hopefully having one of these care events. But if you do, make sure that you're prepared for it. And those, you know, the retirement vehicles that you all use, those sort of alternate asset classes that we talk about a lot, can be used to cover those types of expenses as well.
Right. And often we hear that long-term care and long-term care insurance sort of has a bad reputation or is a scary thing for a lot of people. But it's very nuanced. There's hybrid approaches to kind of accomplish that goal of having a plan in the event that something does happen, because as we learned, 7 out of 10 people turning 65 today will require some form of long-term care, whether, like Bradley said, it's going into a home or having someone come into the home to take care of you. It may happen. So we want to see people have that plan. And that's a big part of what we do with our clients on a daily is, you know, in the event that does happen to you, how would you like to see it play out in the best case scenario? In living in Florida, a lot of our clients have relocated here from other states and they don't necessarily have their children down the street or nearby to be able to help them out. So we put a big emphasis on becoming that person for our clients to help them not only create that plan, but adjust it along the way as, you know, life changes.
Yeah, that was it. Very true. It happens all the time when you're talking about the family sort of separation thing. I had a former coworker who that was exactly his situation. His mom was in Florida and he was up in Georgia, in the Atlanta area. And so, you know, he would, as she got older and unable to take care of herself, have to do a lot of traveling and all of that. So having a plan to make sure that you were taken care of is so, so important, really, no matter where you are and where your kids are located, but especially if that's the case, as it is for so many people.
Absolutely. And as we know, the cost of goods and services and, you know, the grocery store, the gas pumps, everything is increasing. And so is that long-term care facility that is going up on every street corner, no matter where you live. We're seeing that more and more. And so what we can plan, you know, it makes it a little bit less scary.
Yeah, it is not a cheap thing. And you know, if you don't have a plan, it could not only be a you know, equal a lifestyle change, for example, as far as the financial hit that you can take, but it can be a devastating change that could really wipe out a lot, if not all, of your savings for retirement if you don't have that plan in place. So that is really what we want to emphasize here, is getting a plan in place. So when somebody reaches out, Bradley, to you and to Madison to get that process started, what is the beginning of that process? What does it look like?
Well, the beginning of the process is very simple. You know, we want to get to know you and we want you to get to know us. We want to take that temperature and kind of create a baseline of what your goal is, whether it be pre-retirement, during retirement, or as we mentioned here, what would happen if I needed a period of care because I wasn't able to take care of myself. And so we try to take all that into account when we make that customized plan.
Yeah, determine where you are now, where you want to go, and then map out the route to get you there. And really, it is a collaborative thing, as you all are saying. And folks, if you would like to work in collaboration with Bradley and Madison on a plan for you, for yourself, customized for you, visit the website or call the phone number. Well, Bradley, Madison, really do appreciate it once again, all the knowledge and information. It's really helpful. We'll do it again next time, shall we?
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
We'll see you again next time for much more Retirement Your Way.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Hardin are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit PlanRetirementYourWay.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Hardin do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided
is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.